Mama's in the kitchen baking up a roast. Brother's gone fishing down on the coast. I'm just twitching for some kitchen songs, and Daddy's here to play along. It's a kitchen sessions. Oh, what a blessing. It's a kitchen sessions. It's a country music lesson. With Encyclopedia Steve and his daughter Kate sitting round the table, dinner's gonna have to wait. It's a kitchen sessions with Catherine and Papa Steve.
Our theme this time is all about work.
Because
holidays are over, you know,
back to school.
At work, yeah.
Yes,
all those things.
So. Okay, I see what you did there. Okay, well, our theme is work. Starting in the kitchen sessions, which is my music lesson from Papa Steve. We start with the throwback track. What is our working throwback track?
Right, we're going back. This song, or versions of this song, have been recorded so many times. The song John Henry about the steel driving man.
Yes.
But, of course, like all these songs, it had to be recorded the first time. And we're going to listen to that first time. So it was about a man working as part of a cotton mill working company from Union County in South Carolina.
Okay.
And there were lots of different songs about John Henry, but it was Earl McCoy and Clem Garner, who were two 19-year-olds from the South Carolina Cotton Kingdom, who actually recorded country music's first version of the story of the legendary steel-driving man.
Okay.
Neither of them went on to much after that. I mean, they're not names that people wouldn't think of, especially it came out under the name of Earl McCoy, who played the steel guitar on it. We're going back to 1930, was recorded in Atlanta. So let's listen to the first story, the first song telling the story of John Henry, the steel driving man.
Railroad track, Lord, I'm going where my man built it, Lord.
McCoy there with John Henry and the Steel Driving Man for our work-themed kitchen sessions. Moving right along from that wonderful track to our next theme track, which is the classic track, which is it in between the 60s and 70s this time? Or?
Yeah.
Yay, okay. Yeah. So we classic, you know, we generally think about 60s and 70s is classic now. So what's our work-themed classic song?
If I asked you who was seen as the poet of the working man in the 1960s, who would you say?
Oh, Merle Haggard?
Merle Haggard, maybe? Yeah, that's right, because he certainly was a working class man who did it tough, went to jail a couple of times, worked hard before he became a musician.
Well, that's how he became a musician though, right?
Yeah.
Seeing Johnny Cash perform
while he was
jail
in San Quentin. Yeah. Not while San Quentin was recorded,
no,
but many years before, in the early 60s, I think he was in San Quentin.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, and he became the poet of and the hero of the working class. And so we recorded a number of songs about working class life. And this song we recorded right at the end of the 60s in 1969, The Working Man Blues, which I guess sums it all up about the life of a working man. It's very typical of that Bakersfield sound with that really distinct lead guitar, which was done, of course, by Merle Haggard.
Mm.
It's interesting also that the great guitar player James Burton, who played with Elvis and Ricky Nelson and is often seen as one of the greatest guitar players of all time, is actually playing guitar on this track as well.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Merle Haggard must have been having to really impress, I think, to go, okay, I'm playing lead guitar here, and James Burton is in the background just playing along. So,
yeah.
And he certainly does. It's a great guitar. I don't think we actually acknowledge how great a guitar player Merle Haggard is.
Oh, no. I mean, well, certainly in the country genre we do. I mean, Merle played for other artists too. Didn't he play in Johnny's band for a while there? He was his lead guitar player, I believe, for a little while. I mean, he was definitely acknowledged within, you know, the country genre as a great guitar, classic country guitar player.
Yes, yeah, as I said, that very much that Bakersfield country style
guitar.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so let's listen to the ultimate tribute to the working class man with Working Man Blues, Merle Haggard.
It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man, dang near all my life, and keep on working long as my two hands are fit to use. I drink my beer at a tavern and sing a little bit of this working man blues. I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day, get tired on the weekend. After I draw my pay, but I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer that evening, sing a little bit of this working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, a little bumming around. Throw my bills out the window, catch me a train to another town. Gotta go back working. I got to buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink my beer at a tavern and cry a little bit of these working man blues. Here come a working man. Song for the working man.
For our classic track, that's the one and only Merle Haggard with Working Man Blues. Of course, our theme for this Kitchen Sessions is work, because generally most of us are back to work. Not that we really stopped. You probably stopped for a while because you work in schools, but the rhythms kept on rolling on, so we didn't really stop working, but the general public is back at work. So we've got a work-themed Kitchen Sessions. We go to an Aussie track now, where we hear an Australian song throughout the years, you know, since we started recording here in Australia, probably back in the 30s was probably the first recordings here in Australia. So where are you taking us to, Dad, with a work-themed Aussie track?
Okay, well, one of the greatest, no, let's rephrase that. The greatest Australian blues band over time is certainly Chain.
Oh, the greatest.
Yeah,
yes,
the greatest. Okay. Yeah, Chain have been around since the early 1970s and continued on and off, as have two people who went solo and continued their careers, Matt Taylor and Phil Manning. And, of course, all of the musicians continued playing and still get together as Chain, those that are left.
Mm.
Now, back in 1971, they put out a single, and I think if people were listening to it, they would have thought, well, this is the song least likely to ever make the charts in Australia. It's a straight blues song with hammer beats all through it, and it just didn't fit anything at the time, but it caught on and became a huge hit.
Okay.
And, it's certainly their biggest hit, and it's probably one of the only real straight blues songs that ever made it to the Australian pop charts.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking, of course, about Black and Blue, which is about working on the chain gang. And, out there, written okay. by the band. So it's an original. This is a version that was recorded in 1971 at the Odyssey Pop Festival in Malaysia. So it's a live version of the song. Let's listen to the wonderful Chain and Black and Blue.
Thank you very much. Right now, I don't bring your dirty habits here. Right now we're going to do a song which is actually our record, and we're not doing it so you all go out and buy it. I hope you all don't. And we start. And it's because I'm doing it mainly because we're living in a pretty nasty age, and there's some pretty nasty people who sort of run it. And may your mother go to the Himalayas. And sweet dreams. And this is a thing called groaning, because it's all about being chucked in the can for doing nothing. My bag's near broke. My brow was wet and my throat's a choke. You sent me here for 10 long years. I miss my whiskey and I miss my beer. A gal since I don't know when. Wake-groaning. And the way you treat me, won't see one again. Wake-groaning. You broke my head and I fell on the ground. Wake-groaning. And y'all don't make me no better. It just made me hard.
Feet as they slip on down.
dreadful pain. Wake on day. It's hard digging ditches with a ball and chain. Wake on day. You send me here for 10 long years. Wake on day. I miss my grass and I miss my bed.
Track, it's Chain, of course, with Black and Blue, the classic track from the band there. Wonderful to hear them again. We move right along in the kitchen sessions in our work themed this time to the novelty track. What's our novelty working song this session?
It's not really novelty. Oh my God, I guess. It's a novelty in that it's a singer-songwriter from the US who often is thought of as being a Canadian, but he's actually not.
Well,
he's
that's from the US. Okay.
That,
that's right.
That doesn't count as a novelty, no.
No, you've really, really stretched that there, but okay.
I know, but, you know, I just had to fit this song in. So Jesse Winchester is one of the great singer-songwriters who never, ever reached the credit or got the credit that he deserved, probably for the simple reason that he was a draft resister.
Okay.
So in the 1960s in the US, he became a draft resister and fled the country and went to Canada. And I guess that hung over him in some quarters. In some quarters, it made him a big hero. In others, it certainly made him someone that people weren't going to listen to.
Mm.
But he got together with Robbie Robertson from the band to put out his first album, which is, you know, seen as a classic, and has recorded ever since and written songs which got to the US market through other artists recording them. The Amazing Rhythm Aces recorded some of his songs.
Okay, yeah.
And he's, I mean, if I mention some of the songs, the brand new Tennessee Waltz, Biloxi, A Showman's Life, which...
God, that's a good
song. Yeah, he's such a great songwriter, but because of the circumstances, I guess never really got that credit, although certainly in the right places he's regarded as one of the greats. So let's go back to a track from that first album that he recorded with Robbie Robertson and members of the band. And the good thing about working life is payday.
Yeah, that's a, isn't that the best thing about it?
Yes. Yeah. So this is Jesse Winchester from 1970 and Payday.
I can tell you one thing, Jack. You listen with your stomach spinning.
novelty but not really novelty track. That was Jesse Winchester with Payday on the Kitchen Sessions with Catherine and Papa Steve. We've got one more track in our work-themed Kitchen Sessions, and we're going out with a new-ish track. And yeah, what's our work-themed newish track this time?
Well, I can count this as a new track or as an old track, whichever way you want to go, really.
Okay.
Because it's a re-release of a classic album.
I see what you did there. Sure. Yeah,
okay. Yep. So if we go through the great live albums of all time, some of them come up in the top five every time. And one of those is usually It's Too Late to Stop Now, Van Morrison, which was Van Morrison at his peak. Apparently, some of his concerts he can not be so great.
Okay.
But then when he gets it together, he's best in the world.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
So in 1973, he recorded some live shows, which were definitely him at his peak.
Yeah.
And they were re-released last year in two forms. You could buy simply the It's Too Late to Stop Now Volume 1, which was just the remastering of the original album. And then there was a box set which actually had the full recordings from the three or four nights that he recorded. So you get all different shows, and they were called Volumes 2, 3 and 4. And there was some DVD in that as well. So a great thing to pick up. I mean, it's always been one of my favourite albums. And Van Morrison's certainly at his peak at a time when he was at his best, you know, just after those classic albums of the early 1970s. So on the live album, he did some of those old songs like Caravan and Cypress Avenue and went back to the days of Them with Gloria and Here Comes the Night. But also did some covers. Ain't Nothing You Can Do and I Just Want to Make Love to You.
Okay.
This one, though, is a Van Morrison original, and it sort of sums up the whole theme, really. So Van Morrison live from 73 with I've Been Working.
taking us out on our work-themed kitchen sessions. It was Van Morrison from his live album, That's I've Been Working. Always a pleasure, Dad. Yeah, I guess everyone's back at work. We've started a new year, and we will see you in March. And thank
we will.
You.
We'll be back again in 1 month, yep.
That's
and
right.
I'll see what I can dig up in the meantime.
Yeah, next theme to come.
Yes.
And yes, we'll see you all out there on the road, folks. Thanks for listening, and we'll check in with you next time.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Mama's in the kitchen baking up a roast. Brother's gone fishing down on the coast. I'm just twitching for some kitchen songs, and Daddy's here to play along. It's a kitchen sessions. Oh, what a blessing. It's a kitchen sessions. It's a country music lesson. With Encyclopedia Steve and his daughter Kate sitting round the table, dinner's gonna have to wait. It's a kitchen sessions with Catherine and Papa Steve.